You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang segmentong ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Western Union.
Marami sa ating mga kababayan ang Australiano na ngayon. Ang ilan ay may sariling negosyo, ang iba naman ay namamasukan. Dahil gusto naming iparating sa inyo ang mga karanasan ng mga Pilipino-Australiano sa bansa, maghahatid kami ng mga panayam sa mga kababayan nating may iba't ibang hanap buhay. Tuwing Lunes, ihahatid namin ang mga panayam na ginawa namin sa mga kababayan nating may negosyo o namamasukan. Tatawagin natin itong kwento ng hanap buhay. Narito ang para sa araw na ito. Kasama ko ngayon si Angela Abelia, may-ari ng isang company. Anong pangalan ng company mo?
It's Dream Event Express Planners.
Okay, ano ang nature ng business?
We do event management services.
Okay, ano yung mga events na pinaglilingkuran nyo?
Mostly we do social events, but we also do corporate events as well.
When you say social, ano yung mga yun?
Social, ito po yung para weddings, debuts, birthdays, anniversaries, or renewal of vows, etc.
So anong ginagawa ninyo doon sa, halimbawa, kasal? Ano yung areas that you serve?
Actually, we do like everything from start to finish. We like plan the whole event, no? Mm-hmm. If that's what the client needs. And then we also do consultations. We come up with the suppliers. We basically come up with the whole event.
Ang hindi lang kasama doon siguro yung bridal gown. Tama ba?
Apo, we can rin. Come up. Opo.
Kasama rin doon?
Yes. Apo. We can actually create a package for that particular event, be it a wedding or a birthday or an anniversary. So any type of event, we can come up with a complete package.
Kasama doon yung catering, pagkain.
Yes. Apo, okay. Yes.
Ang hindi lang siguro kasama yung parking.
Yes.
But that, in other words, the whole thing.
Wala in other words, the whole thing.
So wala nang
yes,
problema yung kakasalan, in effect,
yes,
ng manong kwan.
But we, we cater to their needs and preferences. So we have to adjust, we have to trim down, we have to, shortlist everything just to get in line with perhaps their budget, their preference, their taste. The type of event that they like to achieve, ganun po.
Yung mga corporate affairs naman,
Corporate events, we have done several doctors' conventions already.
Conventions?
Conventions, yeah. Big conventions. And then, small corporate events such as Christmas parties, ganun po. Team buildings, we have also done it already.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you say corporate, ano ang biggest sa number ng participant sa ginawa ninyo? Conventions?
After the conventions, It was like a 2 to 3 day event. Mm. And then the participants, roughly about 200 to 300.
Ah, malaki
in total.
Na
rin, eh? Aside from the suppliers, from the sponsors that are also doing the sponsorships.
Okay.
Yung part of the convention.
I can imagine na medyo hindi mura yung services ninyo dahil complete eh. So, yeah. Typical wedding, halimbawa, yung nature ninyo,
okay.
In estimated pesos, how much does it cost?
For the total, complete, like a package, inclusive of almost everything, the average here in the Philippines is about like 700 to 900. 1,000 pesos.
Almost a million na.
Almost a million na po.
Okay. Is that
it's like a low average actually.
Low average?
It's a low average,
oh, okay.
Yes. Because mostly the weddings here have become more eloquent, more specified. The brides and grooms, they know what to get, no?
Yeah.
And they like it to be, opulent.
Grande.
Grand, yes. As grand as they can, no? Given their budget, no?
Okay. Para makapunta ka sa ganitong negosyo, are you required to study or finish a course?
Actually, yes. I had to take up a course, which is like a certified wedding planner course. And now I'm a graduate of it. So it's a certified wedding planner, a title that I can carry already. Mm. It's from the Weddings Beautiful Worldwide Philippines.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Marami ba kayong kalaban dito sa Pilipinas?
Compared to back in 2005, we were just a few. So now, medyo madami na po. Marami na pong
okay. Itong negosyo mo.
Planners.
Yeah. Itong negosyo mo ba dito lang sa Pilipinas or you have other clients overseas?
I have several clients overseas. Mostly they get married here, though they like to get married here or they do parties here. Opo.
Tapos uwi na.
And then they go home. Because they like to celebrate with their Filipino families.
Siyempre, yung mga relatives.
Yes,
no?
Opo. Meron but the kaya? Business is naman po, nationwide. So we've done several destination weddings already. Within the Philippines. But we're very open to, doing it internationally.
Hopefully so may mga soon, clients yes. kang naggaling Australia?
Marami pong galing Australia.
Saan state?
The past po, they came from Sydney, Perth, I think, and then Brisbane, meron din po, and then from Geelong.
Yeah, Geelong, Victoria.
Victoria, yes. Yeah.
Oh, successful yung business mo. Parang worldwide na rin.
Yes.
Okay, maraming salamat sa iyong information and I hope that you will not just go to Australia but all over the world.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you po.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa Wikang Filipino.
Ang segmentong ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Western Union.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.